VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Trump administration said Tuesday it would respond swiftly and appropriately if Syria, with Russian and Iranian support, uses chemical weapons in an attack on Idlib province. Idlib is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. In a statement, the White House said the U.S. is closely monitoring the fate of Idlib, where it said millions of innocent civilians are under threat of an imminent attack by the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. The statement warned against the use of chemical weapons, but made no mention of how the U.S. would react to a conventional military attack on Idlib. A senior U.N. official says the leaders of Russia and Turkey hold the key to avoiding a war in Idlib. He says war would have devastating, life-threatening consequences for nearly 3 million people. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN headquarters, European headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephan de Mistura, says he's extremely worried that time is running out on international efforts to avoid what likely would be a bloodbath were war to break out in Idlib.
We therefore ask more time to be given for negotiations, especially between Russia and Turkey, who are the main indirect stakeholders.
Leaders of Russia, Turkey, and Iran will be attending a crucial summit on Idlib in the Iranian capital, Tehran, on Friday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One person was killed, 19 injured Tuesday afternoon when a bridge collapsed in the eastern Indian city of Calcutta. A 30-meter-long segment of the bridge fell onto the train tracks below. And lawyers and family members of two Reuters journalists sentenced to 7 years in prison in Myanmar said they are considering an appeal. This is VOA News.